With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden heads to New Hampshire today to highlight lower prescription drug prices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president will appear with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in Concord, New Hampshire. The two have teamed up in the past to promote the capping of insulin prices and out-of-pocket costs for those on Medicare. Politically, New Hampshire is not one of the major battleground states, but the state relishes its independence and voters could buck the recent trend.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clugson. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is spending a lot of time in the so-called blue wall states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in the final weeks of the campaign. At a town hall gathering in Brookfield, Wisconsin, Harris was asked by moderator Maria Shriver about coping with the stress some voters are feeling.
You know, everybody I talk to says, you know, I have to turn off the news. I can't read anything. I'm meditating. I'm doing yoga. I'm so anxious. I just don't even know. I'm eating gummies, all kinds of things, you know. What are you doing?
Not eating gummies.
Continuing an October trend, former President Trump has widened his lead over Kamala Harris in the latest Rasmussen Reports daily tracking poll.
The outfit just shared its findings and said Trump has a 3-point lead, 50% to 47%, before he led 49% to 47%. In the survey, Trump leads Harris among Hispanic voters 49% to 45%, and he's winning 32% of the black vote. Rasmussen shifted just last week to producing a daily presidential election tracking poll and enlarged its survey sample on Monday to 3,384 likely voters, giving it a margin of error of plus or minus 1 point. It has kept with its model for the 2020 election by including 35% of Democrats, 33% of Republicans, and 32% of independents. Other surveys also show a Trump edge over Harris. Rasmussen has had Trump up over Harris for 6 weeks. Bernie Bennett reporting.
And this is SRN News. Michelle Obama teams up with drag queens.
The former First Lady has a voter mobilization group called When We All Vote, and it's trying to get Democrats to the polls in November. Lately, it's been throwing parties to encourage early voting in various states, and several of them feature men dressed as women dancing and performing for the crowd. When We All Vote has also teamed up with Drag Out the Vote, a drag queen group that seeks to get LGBT individuals to cast their votes for Kamala Harris. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in the state of Nebraska will see competing abortion measures on their ballots in November. One amendment would create a right to abortion, while another would put on new restrictions. What happens if the competing measures both pass? The Constitution in Nebraska says the conflicting provisions with the most votes would prevail. But courts may have to decide whether there's a conflict and whether parts of both measures can take effect. This is SRN News. Supplies are limited and tempers are flaring on the streets of Cuba as citizens deal with a power outage. It was a problem even before Sunday night's hurricane. Correspondent Donna Warder has more details.
Cubans endured another night of no electricity following Hurricane Oscar, which made landfall on the island Sunday night and has left at least 6 people dead. Havana resident Maide Quiñones says the state is selling their food and cash for Cuban pesos. She says no cards work, there are no banks, there is nothing. Meanwhile, Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel is warning against any unrest. We want to ratify that the revolution will never tolerate this type of conduct. I'm Donna Warder.
On Wall Street, all the major indexes showing it could be a slow start. Dow futures down 175. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.